Pocock from the Debian project. I'd like to ask you about the responsibilities of tech companies, those in Silicon Valley. They often give activists and human rights defenders a false sense of empowerment by companies like Facebook and Twitter.
Encouraging examples. The other question is a very challenging one for any of us who either work directly, as I do partly, with some of these very same tech companies on human rights issues, or any of us who are touched as users or citizens by the issues. It's a very complicated picture. It's fair to say, of course, that much of the early promise of the Internet as a vehicle for freedom has not been fulfilled. We've seen forces, anti-democratic forces, forces against human rights, manipulate and suppress those freedoms online.
2 weeks ago, Twitter made the unilateral decision to